The weather is starting to change. The breezes are getting chillier, and the leaves are starting to be tinged with flame. With this autumnal tilt, Jews and those who celebrate with us arrive at the Days of Awe, or the High Holy Days, an annual time of an abundance of fertile spiritual work, while the earth is busy preparing to empty herself out. Examples of this topsy-turvy metaphor, literal emptiness, producing spiritual fullness, abound at this time of year. Jacqueline shared with us about discovering possibility in difficult discipline, that the deprivation of fasting calls forth her power to reorient and then re-engage in stronger, more nimble ways when the fast is over. In addition to fasting, the High Holy Days give us the Kol Nidre, a traditional piece of music we'll hear later in the service that translates from Aramaic, it's not in Hebrew, to all vows. All vows means that any and all personal or religious oaths or commitments are proactively voided, so that in the year ahead, we never have to feel guilty or confused about breaking a vow we cannot or should not uphold. Abandoning our promises, if they aren't good or kind, becomes a way to stay ethical. This music and its accompanying ritual practice was actually edited out of the prayer book for a long time in Western Europe because anti-Semitism twisted its meaning, pointing to it as evidence that Jews could not be trusted to keep their word. Eventually, it was reintroduced in part as recognition of the comfort it brought Jews who converted to Christianity to avoid execution, those who renounced Judaism as a form of self-defense were affirmed by the Kol Nidre's acknowledgement that we sometimes pledge something to which it is not possible or right to stay faithful. In other words, draining a false promise of its power can fill you with peace. Tashlich, wherein we cast away in order to gain, is another way the High Holy Days balance themes of empty and full. This is an ancient practice that has become familiar to some of us at the Fellowship over the past few years, as we have explored different permutations. Now, we have a chance to do it again as a home ritual. Tashlich comes from the Hebrew word meaning to cast or hurl, referring to the intent to rid ourselves of disappointments and mistakes and ultimately emerge free from having to repeat them. The traditional way this happens is with stale breadcrumbs tossed into a flowing body of water. But Jews, like all people who have known adversity, are a creative and resourceful bunch. In times of hunger, when there is no bread to crumble and grow stale, people have been known to use pocket lint. Where water is scarce, communities gather on parched earth where it is rumored there once might have been a creek. Today, in COVID-constrained circumstances, I offer to you the idea of using salt and tap water or similar resources you might be able to locate at home or wherever you might be this morning. I'll give more detailed instructions in a few minutes after I talk more about the Kol Nidre. Once again, we have the incredible gift of music from Dan Van Sickle and Mark Ernest. A quick note that we gave them special permission to record in the Fellowship Sanctuary. I hope you, like me, will enjoy seeing our beloved physical space. But please know that for reasons of safety and logistics, our building does remain closed. The piece they will play, the Kol Nidre, will be familiar to you if you've attended a fellowship service that honors the High Holy Days, or almost any evening service for Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement that concludes the Days of Awe, or High Holy Days, that start with Rosh Hashanah and span 10 days. Strictly speaking, the Kol Nidre is not a prayer, although it's commonly spoken of as if it were, because it is so important as to have become sacred. It calls us to reconcile the promise of a fresh new year with the knowledge that life will always require times of reflection, of deprivation, of emptying ourselves, and of reorienting, so that we might endure. This morning, I hope the melody might settle in your soul, nestling in among all else that might be found there. Let it guide you through this season of unburdening our hearts. May it be a reminder of the gentle power that comes when we reckon with the discomfort and disappointment caused by human behavior and random happenstance. May this music help you reestablish your sense of self and your direction forward. Or maybe it will encourage you to claim these for the first time. While you listen, you might want to simply be present to the music and do nothing more than absorb it as the gift it is. Just take in its invitation to reflect and set intention. Or the Kol Nidre could serve as a backdrop to ritual. If you haven't already, take a bowl and fill it with cool, clear water, ideally from a running source like a faucet. Hold it in your hand. Or place it before you so you can look at and through it. What do you wish to empty out of yourself, your behavior, your situation, your leaders, your world? Call your disappointments to mind and then let them descend into your heart. Invite them to travel through your body until you feel their texture between your fingertips as you sprinkle the salt into the water. See it dissolve. Let the salt symbolize your fear and heartbreak and everything you did wrong in the last year or ever. Let it represent the climate fires and storms, the COVID mismanagement and death toll, white supremacy, and all the forms of cruelty you have encountered and in which you may have participated willfully or unknowingly. Let the water absorb it all, transform it, expand it, into the oneness that includes any sense of peace you have ever felt, like a great belly laugh or a leaf in its new colorful fall wardrobe, or any experience of true harmony that may have touched you. Offer your salt to the water and let it go. It will become part of the everything. It will solve nothing, but just might transform everything.